You've tuned into CKVS 93.7, The Voice, community radio for the Shoe Swap, by the Shoe Swap, and about the Shoe Swap. Produced by volunteers from the Shoe Swap. None of this content would be possible without the support of members, sponsors, and your generous donations. Support The Voice by sponsoring a program. $100 monthly plus tax gets your business or other concerns up to 12 weekly on-air mentions. It's a cost-effective alternative to commercial advertising. I'm Richard Sevigny, and this week on Live in the Shoe Swap, we revisit my 2013 interview with Willie Gaw, who recently passed away. Gaw will be remembered as a passionate player and promoter of the gypsy jazz music, as played by Django Reinhardt. Join us now as Willie introduces us to another exponent of the style, playing another Django composition entitled Le Soir.
I don't think he treated a lot of his fellow musicians nicely. You know, I think it might have been tough being a rhythm player for Django Reinhardt. Because if you made a mistake, you got the evil eye and maybe he didn't talk to you, probably kick you out of the band. And
I've played with people like that.
Yeah. It's very hard. It's very, very difficult. And so he was like a flame. You're the moth. You wanted to go there, but you knew you were getting burned. But you would go anyway because he was so great to play with. He had to be. He was so inventive and nothing stopped him, you know. And so he played with his brother. And early on, he played with Freddie Taylor. And there were always musicians behind him that were established in other bands. And he got a gig at a place called the Claridge. And at the same time, Louis Vola, who was a bass player, had his own band. And in Louis Vola's band was Stefan Grappelli and this other guy called Roger Chaput, and he was a guitar player. And so Django would come to the Claridge to listen to these guys. And he finally introduced himself to Grappelli and told him how much he liked his playing. And they would start to noodle around at lunchtime kind of deal. And then it got to be where Django had to go there to get this noodling, because whatever he did, Grappelli could do. And if Django played a phrase, Grappelli would answer it and take it somewhere else in your turn kind of deal, right? And so those guys just hit it off, right? And they started playing. This tune, it starts as a ballad and they pick it up after they go through a couple of courses. But I thought, I wanted to introduce people to what Barelli LeGrand sounds like.
Okay. It's an individual,
it's an individual, yeah. And he has a band. He plays with a lot of different people. He is probably as close to anybody that could be Django, it'd be this guy. When he was a kid, he was performing in Montreal at 14, 15. I think he's Dutch, I think. I'm pretty sure. I'm not 100% on that. But he was a wizard when he was a small kid. The prodigy, I guess. And he's been faithful to this style of music. And you know, now he's in his 40s and he's still playing this style of music. And in most cases, it's a true feeling. He's like that. And he's probably much faster than Django was. And you'll get a sense of some of that in this song as well. Thank you.
I'd say Django Reinhardt was the prototype of the modern-day rock star, brilliant and unreliable, passionate and arrogant. Both because and despite this, he created music that remains ebullient and inspiring. To cap the show, I'll let this week's guest, Willie Gaw, introduce you to the song that, for him, epitomizes gypsy jazz.
Minor Swing.
Okay, Minor Swing. This is the gypsy jazz. Anytime you have a campfire, gypsies are playing this song. Whether they've got trumpets or horns or buckets, they're playing this tune. And this was a three-chord tune that Django Reinhardt wrote, and in the minor key. And it's the first song that I heard in the gypsy jazz style. And this tune, Johnny Depp plays it in the film Chocolat.
Okay.
And at the end of the film, in the credits, this tune plays over it. I literally was crying at this tune because when my wife went to bed, I left the credits rolling and just kept listening to the song for almost an hour. And it just moved me so much. Every time it ended, I started it again, and it just how they put it together. I had no idea what they were doing, who it was, didn't know who Django Reinhardt was. But the feeling of the song, Richard, was just pumped me up and infused me. And that was about 10 or 11 years ago, and I'm still just as pumped about it. And this song, everyone who learns gypsy jazz learns how to play this tune.
fairly certain Minor Swing is playing wherever you are, Willie. That's all for now. I'm Richard Sevigny, thanking you for tuning in and supporting Community Radio. I hope you can come back to this time slot next week for more Live in the Shoe Swap.